Blog Talk Radio.
Listen, I'm a Hebrew Israelite from the tribe of Judah, of the seed of Abraham. I ain't no Egyptian, I ain't no Muslim, I ain't no Kabbalist, and I definitely ain't no African. Why you all up in Islam? You ain't Arab, you're a Hebrew. Man, it's getting crazy everywhere I look. I see you, some of y'all say you Egyptian. You can't read the hieroglyphics, you don't know what they really say. That makes you religious, cuz you just believe in what you heard was right. So why you mad at me for saying I'm an Israelite? When I can read the Hebrew, I can see right through you. You want your identity, but you don't wanna be who you are. You wanna shine, you wanna travel around with the philosophy and history you think you found. But all your dates are carbon dated, and we know that's false. So what's the point of all your math when your equation is wrong? Come on, you ain't Egyptian. You ain't no Muslim. You ain't no African. Come on.
Christianity has been misused for hundreds of years to keep your people in subjugation. And I'm speaking now a reality that the history books do not record, but history does. Christianity was used because if I said, okay, you don't believe the way I believe, and Christianity is the best way to believe, so I'm going to take you, and it's going to be for your own good, honey. I'm going to take you, and I'm going to tear away everything about you and just keep your hands and your feet because they can help me. But I'm going to do this for your own good because I'm going to give you a God. Christianity has been misused for hundreds of years to keep your people in subjugation. And I'm speaking now a reality that the history books do not record, but history does. Christianity was used because if I said, okay, you don't believe the way I believe, and Christianity is the best way to believe, so I'm going to take you, and it's going to be for your own good, honey. It's going to be for your own good. I'm going to take you, and I'm going to tear away everything about you and just keep your hands and your feet because they can help me. Getting off. But I'm going to do this for your own good because I'm going to give you a God. Now, what does that God look like? The reality of it is when he came here, he didn't look like me. So what am I going to do about that? I'm going to make him look like me. So now I'm going to give you a God, but I'm going to do that in a way that is going to further me. So I'm going to give you a God that looks like me, so that when you bow down to that God, you're bowing down to me. See, so that we've done that. We've given your people a God that looks like me so that you don't have any qualm about bowing down to me. See, because this is the image of God. I don't know of any sin that we've committed that's greater than that one. And we did it with the Bible in our hands when we were beating your ancestors for looking at us eye to eye. And we're quoting to them from this scripture. Even if we allowed them to have their own ministers, which there wasn't many of because we didn't allow them to read. But if we said, okay, you can have your church. This is my plantation. I'm going to do what I want with it. You can have your church. But then spies were sent. And those spies would stand outside the church, and that man would be beaten, perhaps killed, if he preached anything other than three sermons. And those three sermons were turn the other cheek, obey your master, and it's going to get better one of these days. God's going to take care of all of it. You're going to be in a happy, happy land. So put up with what you're putting up with now. We know what we've done to you. And we know what over 500 years we've put in your head. And we know how to utilize that. And we know how to take advantage of that. And we know how to take advantage of that.
And we know how to take advantage of that.
And we made your people preach that to your people. And it's still being done. It's still being done. All right, family, shalom, 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 and welcome back. Welcome back to the Biblical Hebrews of the Bible, which is sponsored by Blog Talk Radio. I'm your sister, your host, as well as your teacher, Georgia Johnson. Family, today we're going to continue what we were talking about yesterday, part two of the Bible in the beginning. All right, family, today is May 19th, 2012. We went into a lot of information yesterday, family, a lot of information. I'm so glad to see so many of you are back here joining me today to break down the nonsense that has been deceiving our people through the media. Now, this was not accidental. We already defined all that yesterday. This was not accidental. Okay, we know that there are certain people who the Father is putting out here right now into the world. Why they are able to continue doing evil, why they are able to continue deceiving those who will let.
Okay? Why they're able to do this? Well, because they're left here to try us, to see if we're going to now hearken to our Father Yahuwah or them. Okay? If we hearken to their lies, which is not his as written, then we're going to be in a lot of trouble. This verse really needs to be pushed in the churches. Why isn't it pushed in the churches? No, they rather talk about other little things that really are very insignificant when it comes to telling you the deception that's out there. You know, the deception, what we need to be watching out for. They don't know it because they're right in the midst of it. Okay? They have partaken of the tree, which is in the midst of the garden. And we're going to be talking about that today. First, family, first, I want to welcome each and every one of you to our show today, and I'm really, really excited that everyone has joined us again, okay? We've been hitting some really high numbers with the amount of people who have been watching, and you'd be amazed how our archive list has almost at 200 right now, and that's only overnight. So, family, I stayed up basically to get all this stuff done for you because I want to make sure that you guys are able to hear the lies. I've been talking about this one film in particular called The Bible, okay? You would not believe what I went through today. I'm just going to spill a little bit out before I get started. I tried to post, make a little excerpt from the movie, okay? I did not use the clip that they had on YouTube, and they said that because of the vocals and the music that it was copyrighted. So I didn't use that. I used another part. You know, they wiped that sucker off 20 minutes after I posted it because I went over to give you guys the link, and it was gone. So just so you know, family, this information, they're not going to copyright something unless it has something important in it. They don't want you to get it. You can watch it now. You can purchase it. But as far as watching it and someone coming across and telling you the truth of it, shoot, this is what they're trying to lie. This is their deception. This is the tool of deception that they have used to deceive our people. What do you know? Yahuwah is not taking it. We are still waking up. So we have already established that the movie The Bible in the beginning, okay, this movie has intentionally been used as a tool to deceive. Well, we view Genesis 1 and 2, Heading in a little bit on chapter 3, not too much. We're going to go over chapter 3 today. But 1 and 2, you heard it for yourself. If you flipped up in your Bible as the first part of the movie goes through Genesis 1 all the way up to the day 5 of Genesis 1, by the time they get to 6, you better hold on tight because you're going to be doing turns, flips, and roundabouts. You will not be able to figure out what is going on if you have your Bible open. Because, like I showed you, they jump from that created, or shall I say made, male and female that the gods created, straight over to what the Most High Yahuwah formed on a blessed Shabbat sanctified day. They placed the hybrids within the garden. They told you at the end of reading 7, they jumped back to 6 and said that was the end of day 6. And that's how they teach it in churches. This is how they teach it in churches as well, that Genesis 1 lays it out. 2 is just more defined information concerning the creation in day 6. I've heard some people who teach the Bible say, even if they talk about that male being formed, that's on day 8. Well, you won't read any of that nonsense when you open up your own Bible and read it for yourself. See, that's what we have to start doing. So even though many people will not accept the fact that the Bible reads that there are two separate creations, 1,000 years apart. It reads differently that the creation that was formed was given the breath of life. He was formed, Adam was formed by himself. I don't care if they threw that word Adam in there or man in there, because they are deceiving people by English words as well. They've taken the words, they've taken the visuals, they've thrown in the heathen images in the book of the law, which is the Torah. They've done all this. It's all recorded in the Bible in the particular books that they took out of the original 1611 King James Bible. But, family, we're still going to have to hit it. We're going to have to hit the deception, all this flip-flopping around. In order to tell a story, in order to make somebody believe the story, you got to use all these deceptive tools. And work with, basically, when they finished with us in slavery, they were working with clay. They were able to mold us any which way they wanted to. That's why the chains, or shall I say, the yoke of iron was removed from our necks. That's why. Because they had clay. They had what they, the basis form of clay, not with the understanding of who we are, who our Father is, why we got in the condition we got in. So they were able to tell us, hey, you're Gentiles now, you Hebrews, you so-called Negroes. We even going to call you African-American to really screw you up. All this has been done, family. All this has been done. But we're going to see what Scripture says. We're going to compare it back and forth. And I have something really special for you, really special for you towards the end of the towards the end of this presentation. Okay, we're going to go into some information. And like I said, we're taking it from the Bible. In the beginning, this is a John Huston film. And he played Noah, by the way, in the film In the Beginning. So we're going to go ahead and pick up last night from part one of the show. We're going to pick up where basically Eve was, I don't know how they put it in the film because I know what the Bible reads, but basically when the Father took the DNA from Adam and made Eve, okay? And Eve is brought to Adam, okay? Although they got it all messed up, they didn't even mention no rib, they don't. There's just so much. You're going to see more of the same thing. So if you're going to try to follow along in your Bible, you have problems, okay? You're going to have problems. We're going to hit up some of these things. So don't worry about it, okay, family? Don't worry about that. When we start playing the MP3s, that's where we're picking up, okay? Now, I want to go into just a little bit more information before we hit that. Now, we are once again going to hear scriptures organized in such a fashion, family, to promote a lie, okay, when we hear these MP3s. And not the truth of Yahuwah's word, okay? Like I said, we proved that yesterday. We proved that yesterday. Now, this family is your different gospel, okay? We know that this different gospel is spoken of in basically two books, many more probably if I really looked, but definitely two books of the Bible, the Galatians and also 2 Corinthians. I want to go over that for a second with you, and let's just get a little bit of understanding. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 1 through 4. I'm going to read it for you. If you have a Bible at home, and I will give out the link. I am by myself, but I will give out these links, family, because I just really think it's important when we do a study like this. And this is a study. You know, I use a wide source of media and different devices to get everyone thinking, okay? I love to do it. I'd love to do it like that because I think that our people definitely need to hear it. Basically, yes, the way that I'm bringing it out because I'm not trying to put you to sleep. I know that when I was in church, I used to fall asleep all the time because I didn't see where I fed, you know, where I was supposed to be within the scriptures that were being read to me. I didn't get it. Well, family, you're going to start getting it because, first of all, your eyes are already open to the truth of who you are and who our Father is. Now, let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 1 through 4. I'm going to read for you. Would to Yahuwah ye could bear with me a little in my folly, and indeed bear with me. Now, we know Corinthians, family, is Paul, okay? I like to get the ones for Paul. I like to get them because a lot is said in Paul, and a lot of people have problems with Paul, so I'll use Paul and I'll explain Paul. He says, Paul says in 2 Corinthians, verse 2 of chapter 11, for I am jealous over you with righteous jealousy, for I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chastened virgin to Yahushua. Okay? But I fear, lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Yahushua. For if he that cometh preaches another Yahushua, whom we have not preached, or if ye receive another spirit, another ruach, I'm going to leave the word a spirit, because they got the Holy Ghost out there, they got a lot of other things out there. But if you receive another spirit, which we have not received, or another gospel, which ye have not accepted, ye might well bear with him. Okay. Now, family, and I probably read that last verse right. I'm going to just read it one more time to make sure I did. For if he that cometh preaches another Yahushua, whom we have not preached, or if ye receive another spirit, which ye have not received, or another gospel, which ye have not accepted, ye might well bear with him. Now, when you go in the Strong Concordance, look at that word fear. I just got to go through a couple of things, not much. But the word fear, okay, I took that from verse 3. It says, but I fear, lest by any means, as a serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Yahushua. Okay, that word fear they're speaking of right there. If you go look that word up, it's going to be Greek 5399, okay? We're looking up the word fear. We're looking up the word fear in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3. But I fear. This is what Paul's saying. He's getting ready to talk about what happened in the garden. So he uses this word fear. When you look at that word fear in the Strong Concordance, you get it's a verb. We know that. It says, and I'm gonna give you the one it should be, of those startled by a strange sight or occurrence, to fear that it's hesitate to do something, okay, for fear of harm. Now, going back to verse 3, Paul says, but I fear, you know, he might see something that shouldn't be, some strange occurrence or some sight. I fear, lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, okay? So your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Yahushua. Now, this family, many people in the past have read this, and especially when they go to figuring out what happened in the garden, they'll say, "See, they didn't hearken to the Father's word." Well, yeah, that's true. They didn't do that. They sinned with that too. Yeah, But see, there's more to the story. If you believe that you're gonna just take some piece of apple that don't even say apple in the Bible, but you take this piece of apple, which they show you in the movie The Bible, and you take a couple crunches off of it, and now your eyes are wide open, you know you're naked, you sew some fig leaves over your private part, and the curses that are placed on the woman for the deed that was done up in the garden, now she has to have really hard labor, very hard labor. And then as soon as she gets out of the garden, she's already pregnant. Family, this is the subtlety that the serpent put before the people, because they pushed that lie on our people, but yet the Bible doesn't say that. The Bible doesn't say that. We're going to get to another part here. Hold on, family. Hold on with me tight. Family, let me just go back because I want to make sure you guys get it. It says, I'm going to read it one more time. It's so important. But I fear, lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind, your thought process should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Yahushua. For if he cometh, if this person comes, preacheth another Yahushua, they've done that because they got Jesus, white Jesus up there, okay, whom we have not preached. You could better believe the Hebrew apostles were not preaching that, or any of the other ones who had the Ruach on them. They were not teaching that. No. Yes, I'm talking about women too. They were not teaching that. The other people who were learning from the apostles, they were not teaching that. They knew the truth. Okay? So they're preaching nowadays a white Jesus. But that's not even what the Bible says. So, if he that cometh preacheth another Yahushua, whom we have not preached, or if ye receive another spirit, which we have not received, or another gospel, which we have not accepted. Let's look at that other gospel. It tells us that there was simplicity in Yahushua. Okay, what other gospel? Well, let's see what Yahushua was preaching. Family, let's just go take it there. We got to. What did Yahushua preach? All you got to do is go down to Matthew 23, verses 27 to 33. We're going to see what was Yahushua teaching and preaching and saying If you open your Bibles, family, to Matthew 23, I'm going to read verses 27 through 33 to find out what did Yahushua say, what did Yahushua preach, what was coming out of his mouth. See, what was coming out of his mouth was so that you would not be, how did they put that? Paul said, but I fear, at least by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety. So your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Yahushua. Let's find out what Yahushua was teaching, because we know what that movie, The Bible in the Beginning, is teaching, as well as what that one lady I played in the beginning, she told you, we know what we've done to you. Oh, yeah, we know. So let's see. When we go to Matthew 23, verses 27, it reads, woe to you, scribes and Pharisees. Remember, this is Yahushua speaking. Hypocrites, for ye are like unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanliness. Even so, ye also outwardly appear righteous unto men. You can fool them because I'm looking how you look. Oh, isn't this what's going on today, family? But within, ye are full of hypocrisies and iniquity. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites, because ye build the tombs of the prophets and garnish the sepulchres of the righteous, and say, if we had been in the days of our fathers, we would not have been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets. Wherefore, ye be witnesses unto yourselves that ye are the children of them which killed the prophets. Fill ye up then the measure of your fathers. Family, here's where it gets good. What did Yahushua preach? What was he telling everybody, making everybody aware of during this time period where he was walking upon the earth? He said, verse 33, ye serpents, ye generation of vipers, how can you escape the damnation of hell? That's the simplicity. He's letting them know what they are. The enmity that was in Genesis 3:15, that old serpent. Hey, Father says, I'm putting enmity between thy seed and the woman's seed. Well, this movie in particular does not show the two seed lines. I don't know if you are aware of that, if you watch that movie. It gives a little bit of Cain's, but it gives nothing of Adam's. It's not even bringing that to your attention that there was an enmity placed between two seed lines. Cain was not in there because he sinned by murder. No, that's not why he was put in there. He was put in there because he wasn't supposed to be in the Kodesh set apart genealogy of Adam. No doubt. This movie does not go through Genesis 5. You pay attention. Okay, just pay attention. What else did Yahushua preach? Go to John 8:44. Let's see if the simplicity that you have been taught in Yahushua is correct. Okay, if you are not understanding this serpent seed, it clearly tells us in John 8:44, ye are of your father the devil. Woo! Woo! All you got to go is to Revelations. It'll tell you, ye old serpent, old dragon, the devil. You know, but that's simplicity too much for some people. But, hey, it's there. And I'm not making fun of anybody, but this is the truth. This is the truth. If the word is letting you know, why do you have problems? I don't care that they mind control you with these films and they put words in there and they teach you a different gospel and you think you know it all because you want to fight when somebody says, hey, let me just show you something within the Bible. Because, you see, when it comes down to it, when the nitty-gritty part hits the dust and it's that end time and Yahushua is returning and all things are put in its proper place and you got to be held accountable, you better know, make sure that you know the truth. You better make sure. My job is not to convince. I'm here just showing you and presenting with you. Now, your job is to research and study. The Father will open those eyes. So if you feel that you're hearing a little bit of truth here, you better humble yourself down to the Father and ask him to please open my eyes. You know? He ain't winking at this nonsense anymore. He's telling people to repent. He's giving us the truth. He's bringing us back into remembrance. John 8:44, he says, ye of your father the devil. That's who ye are. That's what he was preaching. Ye are of your father the devil. And the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning. Who was the first murderer family? Please tell me. Please say you know. Cain. Ye of your father the devil. The lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth. He tried to hide it when he had killed his brother. And that word brother, I'm going to use very loosely. I'm not going to go deep into a lot of side twisting today. Go to my prior shows and understand. Brother ain't talking about brother like you think. Okay? It says abode not with the truth because there's no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he is speaking of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. We know that the father of lies is Satan, the devil, whatever you want to call him. According to the scripture, is going right back to Cain's genealogy. Now, why is it that they didn't harp at all, tell you nothing in that story that we watched yesterday called the Bible in the Beginning? They didn't give you anything about Yahushua being that tree of life in the garden. All they pointed out was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. We have to ask ourselves, why is that? If this is supposed to be a biblical show, why is that that they left that tree out? They didn't even mention it. Nor did they, you're going to see in the clips that we're going to be playing today, they gave Abel a speaking role that was for Yahuwah, where he tells the serpent seed, if you do well, you'll be accepted. That was said by Abel. No, that was said by Yahuwah within the Bible. You got to ask yourself, why? You already know why. Okay, family. I'm going to take you guys one more place. Let me see. Let me shut and repeat myself here. Okay, family. I want to also take you to Galatians because we're trying to figure out in this, I don't know, but I think I'll put too many verses together, but I want to take you to Galatians anyhow. I'm going to take you to Galatians real quick before we start up the MP3s. I want to read Galatians 1. So I'll give you the link for those of you who are on the chat line. Galatians 1, I'm going to be reading verses 1 through 12. Okay, I'm going to give this link out really quick to those who have joined us today who are on the chat line. Hey, welcome, everyone. Welcome, welcome. I see everybody's here. Great. All right, let me just check my phone line. God, you know I'll be checking for Sister Jennifer anytime she calls. But anyhow, family, I'm going to read to you guys. I want to go to Galatians chapter 1, verses 1 through 12. Let's read a little bit here. This is Paul again. Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither by man, but by Yahushua and Yahuwah the Father, who raised him from the dead, speaking of Yahushua, and all the brethren which are with me, unto the churches of Galatia. Grace be to you and peace from Yahuwah the Father and from Yahushua, the coming King, who gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from the present evil world according to the will of Yahuwah the will of Yahuwah our Father. To whom be glory forever and ever. Hallelujah. I marvel that ye are soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Yahuwah, unto Yahushua, unto another gospel. I was talking about the different gospels that are being preached out there. I'm going to read it again. This is verse 6 of Galatians chapter 1. It says, I marvel, Paul is saying, I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Yahushua unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Yahushua. That's what we're going to be watching in this movie. That's when you go into the churches and they don't tell you that you are the chosen people, you so-called African-Americans, which are in America. And there's others, there's 11 other tribes. But they're telling you that the Jewish people or Christianity is now Israel. You've learned a different gospel. So Paul simply says, I marvel that you're so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Yahushua to another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and will pervert the gospel of Yahushua. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again. If any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. For do I now persuade men or Yahuwah? Or do I seek to please men? For if I pleased men, I should not be the servant of Yahushua. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man, for neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelations of Yahushua. And remember, this is how, when the Father wakes his people up, this is exactly how it's done. Just like what Paul's telling you here. He said he didn't receive this doctrine from any man, but he got it from Yahushua, the Ruach, when it came up on us. And now we have it. This is taken up in the book of Acts. We read about how the Ruach came out, and we are now waking up. We are, our spirits are getting quickened to understand. As long as we repent and stay in the right. When I say in the right, I mean we are not going a little bit to the left. We're not going a little bit to the right. We're staying with our Father's word. We are staying, and we are trying our best to keep to his word. Not our word, not our thoughts, but his word, as it's written. So when we repent and do those things, the Father will reveal, ask, and he will answer. You know, those things are in there. If you're seeking out any truth in the word and you're hearing something, you may never have heard it before, but it's in the word, but that's not what I was taught. Well, you better forget what you've been taught and stick with our Father's word. So now, family, we're getting ready to start the MP3s. I know a lot of you have seen this movie. Some people haven't. But you need to go, and if you've never viewed it, after we go over this, I got another part going to come up because I don't think I'm going to get to Noah today. But we're going to get to a lot more of Abel, Cain, Adam, Eve, the serpent, the garden, some good stuff, okay? I'm going to play the first part, family. It's about 6 minutes long, 6-7 minutes long. I'm going to, like I said, I'm going to be picking back up where the last show where Eve was brought to Adam, okay? Now, of course, the depictions, if you ever watch the show, all the depictions are incorrect, but I will tell you something. In this particular show, I tried to highlight it. You can see that they knew they put the serpent as a man. Well, I'll be honest with you, what they put in there was a white man. I'm not trying to be funny, but that's what they put in there. But you can barely see it because they keep the colorings low. But when he falls out the tree, you can see it's a man. He got some feet, some hands, and everything. By the time he hit the ground, he's turned into a serpent. But we know that the Bible speaks of a talking serpent. We know that it says that that serpent will be getting off his legs, basically. Don't say off his legs, but it says on your belly. If it's telling him to get on his belly, he was on something else. So we're going to listen to this. I think you guys are going to enjoy this particular clip. Now, let me make sure I got it in the right place. Yes, I do. Okay, family, have a listen, then we're going to do some breaking down.
This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh.
God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. In the evening, the morning, the sixth day. And on the seventh day, God rested from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it. Eastward in Eden, God had planted a garden. And he said, "Go into the garden I have made, tend it and keep it. Of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die." And God blessed them, and said unto them, "Be fruitful, and multiply."
"You shall not eat of every tree in the garden."
"We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of this tree," God has said, "ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die."
"Ye shall not surely die, for God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil."
The serpent hath said that we shall not die, but our eyes shall be opened and we shall be as gods. Taste it. There's no harm.
It is disobedience.
It will make us wise.
The Lord God called, "Where art thou?"
"I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself."
"Who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldst not eat?"
"The woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat."
"What is it that thou hast done?"
"The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat."
"Because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle, and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. I will put enmity between thee and the woman, between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Eve, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow shalt thou bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. Adam, because thou hast hearkened unto thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree, cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee. Thou shalt eat the herb of the field. in the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread till thou returnest under the ground. For out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return.
Made a man from the Lord God.
Thy name shall be called Cain.
And the meaning of Cain is possession. Eve again bare a son, and his name was Abel, which means breath of life.
Okay, you guys heard it. Now, that was a little clip taken from the movie, The Bible, in the beginning, okay, John Huston film. Now, you know, like, where do you begin? But, family, like I said, if you ever get a chance, go ahead and get that movie, take a look at it, follow along with your Bible, don't make no doggone sense. It only makes sense if you are trying to deceive a people. You know, it makes sense that way. Now, like I said, I picked it up from the beginning where yesterday's nonsense, they were trying to flip the two creations, make them all one, and say that the seventh day was the sixth day creation, vice versa. Okay, we know there's two separate creations. By the time Eve went into that garden, family, and the serpent was beguiling her, okay, he was tricking her. What he did was, in the fic, like I said, when you watch the little movie, okay, you will see this serpent. I thought I'd put a picture out there. I'm not sure. I believe it took. Yesterday, I know my pictures were not acting right. But anyhow, when you look at the picture, I tried to outline it in red. You will see a Caucasian, a white man. Okay, and he's speaking to Eve, and he's a serpent in the garden. But he's a man. He's not a serpent. That's the point. Okay, so they show you that. Of course, they do put an apple in there. Now, they have taught us an apple in churches, but the Bible doesn't read that. So what I would like to do is go to Genesis 3, and I'm going to give you guys the link to Genesis 3. That's where I'm at right now. Just for a couple quick things, just to go over, get it right in your mind, so that nobody is unsure of what the Bible says. Okay, so if you go to Genesis 3, we read, "Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field, which Yahuwah had made." Remember, these are the made beings. And when they go with that word made, pay attention. It's telling you something. Okay, so we know that when we go back to the beast of the field and everything else that was made right along with male and female, that particular entity was made. So this serpent, this subtle serpent, he says unto the woman, "Hath Yahuwah said, ye should not eat of every tree of the garden?" And the woman said unto the serpent, "We may eat of the fruit," they say, "of no apple of the tree of the garden." You know? And I'm just pointing that out because it should have been made that way, not presented as an apple. You know? They shouldn't even show the fruit. But through the deceptive lies, we know that it was a spiritual dimension, that there was no apple, there was no need for it. If there was an apple, it wasn't what the Father wanted us to realize in the film. He wanted us to understand that this is a spiritual dimension, spiritual things happen. He let us know further when he went into putting the curses on Eve, also letting us see the birthright when she got out in Genesis 4. Also, put that man above her, okay? You're going to now hearken to your husband because it has something to do with a male-female type thing. You know, it has something to do with the relationship. I'm not going to go into all the breakdown that I did for the garden, okay? If you were expecting that, we do have other shows. Just go through my archives. Go where I just go through the archives. I got a ton of them. In the very beginning, I did a bunch of them. Okay, so I don't want to go with the breakdown of the words. I just want to let you understand it just by what you're reading. Use your Ruach to give you some understanding here. So he says, "Ye shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die." Well, no. He said, no, The father knows that if you eat this, you know, you won't die. You know, surely you won't die. So verse 5 says, "For Yahuwah doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil." Well, family, ye shall know them by their fruit. What I can give you one particular movie that I always bring up because it's very important. It's shown so clearly there. The serpent seed, what I want, like to call them, which is what the scripture calls them, the seed of the serpent. This particular seed is still here today. They've made a movie called, I just wrote it down, Out on a Limb, but that was with Shirley MacLaine, okay? And in that movie, she clearly stands on a beach and she says, "I am God." Now, there are many people who teach that. They might not come out and say straightly the word, "I am God," but they'll say the same thing. In other words, you know, they'll hint around that it's got to look within yourself. Like if you are a God, that you can do something. Well, we know that the only God that the Father speaks of, which you go to the commandments, you can go to the curses, you can go to, and that's Deuteronomy 28, Leviticus 26 is mentioned. You can also go to the book of Judges and Joshua, where the Father did not want us to bend our backs down, you know, to serve these gods, these gods. And when I say gods, we know that they were not like the Father. They were just angels. They were just deities. Some of them were men, okay, and as well as the other hybrids. We weren't supposed to be partaking of anything from them. So this serpent tells her, he lies to her, and he tells her that ye shall be as gods. He's not speaking of the same thing that Eve is spiritually. He's speaking of on a higher level. That's what all this is about right here. And it says knowing good and evil. Okay? You can be as gods, knowing good and evil. Well, we know that, well, some of you guys may not know that. First earth age, we were all spiritual beings, okay? Which were angels. That's what we were. We were higher than the angels. Should I say it like this? We will be higher than the angels in the third earth age, but that's basically what we were, spiritual angelic beings, okay? So he says, it says in verse 6, "And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food," those words like that, go look them up, good for food. Remember, we're in a spiritual dimension. "And that it was pleasant to the eyes and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat and gave also unto her husband who was with her, and he did eat." Okay. "Since the eyes of them were both open and they knew that they were naked," just by eating a piece of apple, which they show you in this film, their eyes are now open and they now have to sew fig leaves together, make themselves aprons. Okay. Does that make really any sense? But that's what they'll tell you in that film. No. Something else took place. I don't want to go too deep into it because we talk about it so much on our show, but we know that within this film, family, they give you a little hint of it, and unless you see the film and understand, you're not going to get it. Eve takes this apple, okay? And they got it really dark and shady, but she takes this apple, grabs it with two hands, puts it up to her mouth, takes one or two little bites, then all of a sudden she goes, "Oh," and she throws her head back and she's going back and forth, "Oh, oh." That's what she does in the film. It's very obvious that the directors, the writers, the producers of that film, for those in the know exactly what happened, know exactly what Eve did. Only the churches and those who have learned Christianity believe something else. The Bible declares that's what happened. Okay? My mystery gift to you guys is, at the very end, I'm going to give you a breakdown of how that should actually be played so that people get it without me even having to say anything. I edited it a bit, but I took exactly what was there. I just edited it. Okay, that's all I did is edit it. When I say edit it, I just took out words that didn't need to be there, just the main fact. And then you get it. And I'm going to play that for you guys before all said and done. Now, after she eats, partakes of this apple in the movie, what do we see? Well, hey, She gave it to Adam. Then her and Adam get in front of the Father. Father places the curses on the serpent, the woman, and Adam, and throw them out. Okay? Like I said, when you have to watch it, because I couldn't get a picture of it, it was so dark. I mean, they knew what they were doing. They put that movie dark to where I captured him, the serpent, this man-built serpent falling out of the tree, but it blended so much in with the trees, you wouldn't have never been able to make it out unless you actually watch it and you see the tree stand still and the man fall out. But it was a man that they showed you in there. When you go to the Apocalypse of Abraham, that's exactly what it says. It says that this was basically a reptile-looking being, a seraphim or something like that. It was upright. It had the hands and feet of a man, and I think it says something about the head of a man, too. I'm not sure. But it talks about the garden scene. Okay? We know that, yes, they have tampered with some of the books. We understand that. But the Bible declares that. The Bible says that this particular serpent, this beast of the field, this deceiver, that he was speaking to Eve through his subtlety. We've been reading about subtlety throughout the book of Joshua, where these serpent seed people come through. Joshua has to ask, who are you? Because they were crafty. Ye are of your father the devil. This ability to be ever so clever. Many of them are here today. So ever so clever. They look like, oh, they're sent straight from the Father. And for those who sit in churches who don't understand the truth of the word, they would say, see, Joe Osteen, he's on it. This man is about the Father's business. Shoot. T.G. Jakes, Shoot. I love me some T.J. What is his name? T.D. Jakes. I don't know. T.D. Jakes. I love me some T.D. Jakes. You know, but they have a way of bringing something that sounds so close to what our Father's word says, but yet they don't just, it's just not connected quite so. If you open your book and read and see what they're saying to you, they take things out of context, which is what the movie The Bible did. Exactly what the movie The Bible did. Family, this stuff is almost ridiculous. I mean, if they would have put that movie on and said, okay, this is nothing to do with the scriptures. Well, we just want to give our interpretation of just making something. Not going to accept it. Okay, yeah, okay. We know you're lying about this part, but you said it's not about the movie, the Bible. And it's not like you're trying to teach anybody, Hollywood. It's not like you're trying to mind control them, deceive them, keep the holy people destroyed. Okay? It's not like you're trying to do that, right? You know what I'm saying, family? These people are intentionally doing this to keep you deceived. And if you don't know the truth, if you don't know how to look up the words in the Strong Concordance, if you don't have discernment on you, it says it all over the Bible, period. It says it. Okay, let's keep going on. Next thing you know it, they're in a cave. Okay, in the cave, you hear a baby crying. That's all you heard. But if you watched it, you see Adam having his son, and he's laying on the ground in a cave. Now, we know, and you know, they also had that cave in the Apocalypse of Abraham. Possibly, yes, they did take shelter in a cave. I don't know. I wasn't there. But we know who was definitely in that cave, okay? You get down to Esau and Mount Seir. We know who was in that cave. I'm not trying to be funny when I say this, but I'm telling you the truth, because these are things that you should be aware of and looking at when you look at these films. Why did they put that there? You know, why did they put that there? Okay, so then she says, I've gotten a man. I forgot exactly how she says it, but I'm going to play it in a second. She says something like, I have made a man from the Lord or something like that, Lord God. She says, I've gotten a man from the Lord God. Well, most people say a child up in the Bible, but she says, I got a man from the Lord. I can go back into breaking down that word Lord for you too, but I'm not going to. We know that they've inserted words. Go back through our archives if you haven't got it. I'm really trying to show the people who have come to yesterday's show who are familiar. They've gone through the archives, been keeping up with me, know what I'm speaking of. That word Lord reverts right back. That's an inserted word that goes right back to Judges when they talk about Balaam and those words with the Baal, Balaam. It means Lord. It's a deity, okay? It's not Yahuwah. So, from that point, they take you out of the cave. Well, Adam says, I will name him Cain. They tell you that the word Cain means possession. They're right. But it's really interesting that the word is possession. I don't know. I just find that interesting, that word possession. You know, because he was from that wicked one. And we know that when people come under demonic attack, it's called a possession. You know, did I put anything in your mind? Okay, well, think about it. Okay, now, it says that later she had another child. She bare a child again. Of course, they show you that these children are look like they're about 15 years in age difference between the births, but that's not what the Bible reads. Okay, that is not what the Bible reads. It says that she again, you know, then she bare his brother, Abel. Okay, so we know that that's a stickler point that they had to put a big difference in age. Well, why would they do that? Anybody got any ideas why they would put that difference in there? I would have to say they're putting that difference in there just like later on you're going to hear it. They don't even bring them those genealogies. See, you got to understand that they got to switch and pervert everything that's already written in Scripture. Get your mind off the serpent seed. Get your mind off Genesis 3:15. I will put enmity between two children, just like Esau and Jacob. There were twins in her womb. There were twins in her womb. So, yeah, let's just put these kids about 15 years apart. But the Bible doesn't read that. As a matter of fact, I'll just go there with you. If you go to Genesis 4, let's read it for what it says. Go to Genesis 4. And verse 1, it says, and Adam knew his wife, Eve. Well, he knew Eve, his wife. And she conceived and bare Cain and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. And she again bare his brother Abel. Now, first of all, we are coming out of Genesis 3. In Genesis 3, the deed was done. The Father put the curses on Eve, on the serpent, and on Adam. Specifically, when he put it on Eve, he told her her childbearing days. When she would bear a child, she's going to be suffering for that. He also told her, now, we know that you went astray with the serpent, but now you're going to be under your husband. That's who you're going to want. Okay, you're going to desire him. All you're wanting will be for that man. He's going to be above you. Okay, then, if that's not enough, what else did he tell her? He told the serpent, and he told her too, basically, but he was basically talking to the serpent, I believe. He said, I'm going to be putting enmity between thy seed and the woman's seed. So even before we get to Genesis chapter 4, he was already pregnant. That all happened in 3. See, although your mind can't fathom the thought of sex in the garden, the Father can. The simplicity that is in the word escapes many people. The simplicity, they would rather live by the gospel of a preacher, a teacher, a man, than a father's word. And it just can't be so. I don't tell me that. There was no sex in it. Stop talking! Because that is just way too much for people to handle. But yet, sex is talked about a lot in the Bible. You read the Bible, they talk about the seed spilling. They talk about a lot of things. They talk about the token of virginity. A lot of things are talked about with sex, you know, with harlots and all kind of stuff, you know. And it's talked about amongst our people, too. This is not something that's new. A father keep telling you, hey, don't lay with a beast. Don't lay with it. What is that? Sex. So we read it right here. Abel knew his wife. Now, remember, she had already had sex with Satan in the garden. Now, verse 1 of Genesis 4, we already did the sex in the garden with Eve. Now, Adam knew his wife. Okay. She conceived. Well, yes, she conceived, but she conceived by her husband. She was already pregnant from the garden. That's why the father told her, when you have these kids, you have a lot of pain, and you're going to be suffering for this. He told the serpent, because of what he did, get your butt on the ground now. You're going to be the lowest of low, the lowest form of any beast. Any beast. Okay, family. The part that you need to get is verse 2 of chapter 4. It says, and she again bare. Well, you've got to go and got to go look up the word again. It means continuing, okay? Continuing. That wasn't a time space of 1,000 years, one day with the Father, remember? It wasn't any of that. It just said, and Adam knew his wife, she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I've gotten a man from the Lord. Okay, we know that she didn't get it from Adam. She didn't get it from Yahuwah. Okay? There was another angelic seed planted there. Yeah. What people want to say, oh, that's what happened to Yahushua, and an angel came and impregnated Mary. No, that didn't happen there, but it definitely happened in the garden. It definitely happened in the garden. It definitely. I mean, think about it. If the Father is bringing his son to this earth to take on stripes for our sins, okay, why would he send it the same way that he condemned Genesis 6? With the angel impregnating a woman, okay? Or even like this serpent that beguiled Eve that he was upset about. This is some for your thought. I'm not going to get into that too much either. But anyhow, so, yeah, she again bare his brother Abel, okay? Now, when you see the movie, they will show you, and I don't know if I've gotten that far yet. Let me see. They just tell you that Abel, I thought this part was very interesting. It said that Cain's name was possession. Guess what Abel's name was? Breath of life. Isn't that interesting? They talk about the breath of life in Genesis chapter 2. That was given to who? Adam. Now, that in the movie, they show you that. They give you that in the movie. Now, you probably have to look it up. I can look it up for you, which I didn't get to look up, but that's what they told you in the movie. I just want to bring out what they told you in that movie. Well, if you are saying that Abel's name means the breath of life. Well, whoop-de-doo. Yahushua already told us, family, and I just go there real quickly with you because I know you need to hear it. Yahushua, he already told you. If you go back, he says, ye are of your father the devil, speaking of Cain. That's John 8:44. His name meant possession, but Abel's name meant breath of life. That's what the man who was formed from the dust of the ground, called Adam, that's what he was given, the breath of life. That's why our people are known as lively and spiritual, because we have that breath of life given us, the Ruach. Okay? This is what the film said. I just thought that was interesting. I want to go on, family. I don't want to stop it right there. I want to go on a little bit further because very interesting what these films bring about. The next part I want you guys to listen to, and I am going to take questions. You know, I want to stop early enough so I can take questions. I wanted to get into Noah, but I think I'll just save that for another day because I don't think I'm going to be able to make it all. Now, we're going to hear about Cain murdering his brother Abel, okay? We're going to also hear about, but I did give you guys pictures of that mark, what that mark looked like. I want to go into that just a little bit. Now, you got to remember, they're hiding out, but just like the symbols and things that we see constantly being put on TV, being put in magazine ads, being put in schools, public buildings, everywhere, they put their symbols because those in the know, when this film came out in 1966, only those in the know knew what that meant. Many of our people were still deceived. They didn't understand that there was sex in the garden. They didn't understand Genesis 3:15, that the Father said, hey, I'm putting enmity between two seeds here. The serpent seed that beguiled Eve, who had sex with Eve in the garden, and Genesis chapter 5, which is Adam's genealogy, the woman's seed. Okay? So when we listen to this, just pay attention. I did put the pictures out there, and I hope you guys are following along. Hope I'm not leaving anyone behind. This stuff, to me, is very, very interesting. Woo! I tell you, I can really get lost in some of this stuff because it's so good. Okay, they got my notes switched around, and they got my screen too small. Let me see if I can move this over. Oh, my goodness. No, I can't even read it. Okay, here it is. I got it. Okay, this is only family. I believe this says 6 minutes, 6.5 minutes. Okay, so I'm going to play this for you guys. Now, check this out.
I have made a mess from the Lord God.
Thy name shall be called Cain.
And the meaning of Cain is possession. Eve again bare a son, and his name was Abel, which means breath of life. And the children of Eve grew to be men. Cain was a tiller of the ground, and Abel was a keeper of flocks. But at the time of the harvest, they builded altars and kindled fires upon them. And Abel brought of the firstlings of his flock and the fat thereof. And Cain also brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and his offering, but unto Cain and his offering he had not respect.
Why art thou angry? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted?
Oh.
I know not.
Where is Abel, my brother?
Am I my brother's keeper?
What hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth. Now art thou cursed from the earth, which hath opened to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. When thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto thee her strength. A fugitive and a vagabond shalt thou be in the earth.
My punishment is greater than I can bear. Behold, thou hast driven me out this day from the face of the earth, and from thy face shall I be hid. And I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond in the earth, and everyone that findeth me shall slay me.
Whosoever slayeth thee, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. Set a mark upon Cain, lest any finding him shall slay him. And Cain went out from the presence of the Lord, and dwelt in the land of Nod on the east of Eden. And Cain knew his wife, and she conceived and bare a son. And in the generations of time, when his seed began to people the earth, there were born men who were apt in knowledge and craft, as Jabal, the father of such as dwell in tents, and of such as have cattle. And they made vessels out of the earth, jars and pitchers, by the skill of their hands. And Jabal's brother's name was Jubal. He was the father of all such as handle the harp and play music. And Tubal Cain also, an instructor of every artificer in brass and iron. And they learnt the secrets of the ground, that it should deliver to them its fullness and strength. But the knowledge of good and evil was in all the people of the earth. And God grieved in his heart that men followed the way of evil, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. The earth disclosed her blood, and no more covered her slain.
Okay, family. Now, I particularly let that go so that you can hear that they completely skipped Genesis 6. Okay, where it talks about there were giants in the earth in those days and also afterwards. Also, they hit on Genesis chapter 4, but they were everywhere. Okay, that's what we're going to go over. They were everywhere. When you really pay attention to what the Bible is saying and you look at what they're saying, they're all over the place. And that's how you could deceive a preacher. If you give your personal interpretation instead of reading what Scripture says as is written, there's a lot of people got some oral things going on here, just like those serpents that were at the base of the mountain that said that they had orally given to them commandments and all this stuff, you know, when Moses was up there getting his from the Father. So we got to look at this stuff. This is how they deceive our people, is by word of mouth. The Father's always telling us, basically, you better guard your tongue. Make sure that what you're saying is truth. Certain people out here are just throwing those lies left and right. Some doing it ignorantly, some doing it knowingly. Okay, but it's being done quite a bit right now. So when people like myself who come on and try to show you in the Bible, that's not what it says, though. Oh, I'm the liar. I'm the bad one. If Yahushua was out here teaching us, can you understand why that he was hated? Why he told us you're going to be hated too for teaching the same thing? It's in the book. When I talk about, I can't, you know, just to tell somebody that Hebrew is hard enough, let me try telling them about a serpent seed. Come on. Oh, my God. You might find me hanging from an oak. You might just find a family. Is that serious with people? Okay, let's go over and just quickly just hit over a couple things. Now, within this one right here, family, like I said, you're not going to hear mentions of giants. They totally wiped out Adam's genealogy in chapter 5 and just told you about chapter 4 of the serpent seed's genealogy. Okay, it told you about what they were doing, the artificers and things like that, the instruments they were making, how they were working with brass and all that. You can go right over there to the book of Enoch and get that understanding. You can get that understanding from what the angels gave their children. You can get that right there. And it talks about how the evilness was all over the earth. Yes, it was. Because who is who in the Bible? Who is who? That's why we were supposed to say Kodesh. Whatever was already out there when we were in the garden, that was their territory. When we fell out of the garden, now we became sojourners in a land that is not ours because it was theirs. Cain was kicked out where he belonged anyhow. He did not fool the Father. Things are put in the Bible in certain ways that if you're not going to read it with understanding, you're not going to get it. It was never the Father's. It's told to us not in Genesis, other parts of the Bible, just directly. But because somebody has told you a different beginning of the story, when you come across that year of your father, the devil, he was murdered from the beginning, that just goes over your head. Nonetheless, is what the Father's word says, precept by precept, here a little, there a little. If you're not going to put these precepts together, you really don't want to know the truth, and you've fallen for the lie. Satan deceives the whole world. How? He got his little ministers working overtime, too, teaching you lies. Okay, so let's go with the simplicity that's in Yahushua and the gospel. Okay, so when we get over to, let me just take you guys there. I'm at Genesis chapter 4. Okay, I think I gave you guys that link. I'm not sure. I'll give it to you guys again. If you're at home, go ahead and open up your Bible to Genesis chapter 4. All right, let me just get that link out to you guys. There you go. There's your link. Okay, when you get to Genesis chapter 4, family, at the beginning, because this is a good one. Now, we've already bypassed the part where we know that one of the children, just by understanding what took place in that garden, okay, she was already pregnant. The father had put the curses upon everyone at this point. Okay, now they were out of the garden, and then Adam knew his wife. Okay, she had two children. The first one, she says, and I read it because it's not in the Bible like that, but this is what it says. In the Bible, it says that Eve says, I have gotten a man from the Lord. Now, here's what they put in that movie. They put, well, what Eve says, I have made a man from the Lord God. I have made. That's the word I want you to pick up on. I have made. What was made out there in Genesis chapter 1? See, when I was going over yesterday by talking about that word frame, okay, it's formed. Something was made, something was framed, something was formed. You got to look at those words. They'll tell you something's clean, something's unclean. Father says, I make good and evil. There's a lot of things. One vessel for honor, one vessel for dishonor. There's usually always an opposite. One is going to be the father's, one is not going to be the father's. One is going to be made, one is going to be formed. You know, one's going to be given the breath of life, one is not going to be given the breath of life. One is called, one is not called. One is a Hebrew, one is a Gentile. Opposites back and forth. She says, I have made a man from the Lord God. Well, go back to Genesis chapter 1. Get the understanding of what things were made. By the time you get to Genesis chapter 2, they were all formed or framed, if you like to say. Okay? It's different words, but she's saying what she said in that movie because the directors told her exactly what to say. She says, I have made a man from the Lord God. That's what she said. Okay, so that was the big thing I want you guys to hear from that part of it. Now, I want to take you guys down to about Genesis, verse 6. When you go down to Genesis 4, verse 6, it reads, and I'm going to read it just the way it has it in the movie because I don't want to confuse people. Okay, Genesis chapter 6, she says, and the Lord said unto Cain, why art thou wroth, and why is thy countenance fallen? Verse 7, if thou dost well, shall thou not be accepted? Okay, that's what is read in the scriptures. If the movie The Bible was following along with that, it would have been the same thing because it tells us that the Most High, he was the one talking to Cain. But when you witness the movie, you see Abel asking Cain that. Hey, what, you know, if thou dost well, won't you be, you know, you'll be accepted. The whole thing, family, and it might be insignificant to look and say, oh, she's picking. But you know what? When they did that to the movie, they took out our father. They took out our father. That was important because our father is the one who said in Genesis 3:15, when he put them curses on the serpent and on Eve, he said, I'm going to put enmity between thy seed and the woman's seed. So if in this movie you can get Abel saying this, well, by the time he kills Abel, there's no big deal, you know, because he just killed his brother. The father is telling you something in the word. Okay, and like I said, when I put my, you know, I'm going to put like I'm a producer today. I made my very own clip of how it should be. And I bet you any money when you listen to mine, you're going to get it. Even with me not telling you anything, if you listen to me like, wait a minute, what did he do? That sounded like this. Oh, yeah, I hear it. And now, you're going to put it together, family. Because what they have given us is a bunch of he says, she say, oral traditions, translations of men, gospels of man. That's what we got in this movie. And a lot of people, I was one of them when I was in Christianity. We all loved that movie. Oh, the Bible, the Ten Commandments, Jesus of Nazareth, Ben-Hur, Samson and Delilah. We can go on and on and on. But these were put there to keep our people ignorant. That's all it was for. And we all fell for it, all of us, who was into a religious system, not reading for ourselves. Okay, so that's what it said right there. If you take the Father out of the equation, and many of these shows definitely take the Father out of the equation, everywhere that they have changed something in a movie, go back and read what it says, and you'll figure out why they did it. Why did they have to take the Father out right there? You pretend like you're the one publishing this film. Now, after you publish it, you're going to watch it and say, okay, well, that shouldn't be right there. Okay, especially when they're biblical movies, it's easy to tell. Well, that's not what the Bible says. Why would they have done that? That's what you should be thinking when you watch some of these so-called biblical movies, okay? Now, go a little further down. It tells us that, Cain slew his brother. But if you notice, when they get a little further down, they were switching up and asking questions before other questions. You have to go like, I'm going to just give you a for instance. Okay, say like they said, and Cain talked with his brother Abel, and it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against his brother Abel and slew him. That's verse 8. Well, go to verse 9, and that was actually said before verse 8 in the movie. And Yahuwah said, where is Abel thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? And maybe that one wasn't switched. There's another one in there that was switched. I wasn't paying attention that good because I was trying to look up some stuff. But the whole point is, if you can understand the word brother doesn't always mean what you think. Cain says, or the father says to Cain, where is Abel, thy brother? Okay. And then you have Cain, he says, I know not. So he's lying because we know he murdered him. Remember what Jehoshua would say, ye are of your father the devil. He was a murderer from the beginning. He abode not in the truth. He is a liar. Okay. So Cain says, I know not. Then he says, am I my brother's keeper? Like, that's not, he's nothing to me. And he wasn't anything to him. He wasn't anything to him. He was a possession, okay? Abel was the breath of life. There's two creations there with enmity between them. And the enmity, seems to me, always comes deeper from the serpent seed line. I don't think, I really don't, I know we wouldn't have, because you can go in the Bible and look it up. If we had put the other nations in bondage, which we have in the Bible, but what we saw in America, I can only pick on what I've read about and studied in America. I don't believe that we would have hanged any Caucasians or any Filipinos or any, we wouldn't have been doing that. Any Gentiles, we would not have been hanging them. We would not be, and I can't say at all because we do have some unrighteous Hebrews out here, but what I'm saying is the true nature of our people as a whole, we would not have done that to them because we had laws given to us in the Torah on how we should treat our bondsmen and bondswomen. Murder wasn't part of it. Not killing their baby. Not being evil, continuously evil, where blood ain't enough, where you torment people. Where you fry them in a pan. Remember, we read the book of Maccabees. Remember that? Cutting out tongues, body parts. They did that in slavery. Okay, family, I don't want to get too much on that. I just want to just throw some stuff out there, make people think a little bit. But anyhow, he says, am I my brother's keeper? We know he was not his brother's keeper. We know this because the Bible declares that he is not from our father, Yahuwah. Okay, he definitely wasn't of Adam's seed. Adam's seed was the call lineage. It tells us that when men slept, the enemy came in and planted a seed. Now, we could take it back to, you go to Genesis chapter 2, when Adam slept, the Father put him in a deep sleep, that Eve was taken from his DNA. It really never tells us that he woke up in this spiritual realm. We know that when we lay up on the bed, as well as the people in the Bible, our people, that when they lay up on the bed, they're in a spiritual realm. They hear from the Father. The Father will talk to you, speak to you, or send his heavenly angels to speak with you. So you go figure that one yourself. I'm not going to really get into that one. But let's see, let's go on a little further, because somebody put something up yesterday, and I believe this was from, I can't think of the name of the website. They have their own Blog Talk show. But anyhow, they put this up, and I'm going to just read it, because I said something yesterday, I don't think it set well with them. Okay, when we get down to, let's see, before I get to that, I want to talk about the face of the earth. If you look, it said that a mark was placed on Cain. The mark that was placed on Cain in this movie family was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, right in the middle of his forehead. Why do you think they use that symbol? It's just nothing but a symbol, but why do they use that symbol? Why do you think? Or could it be that we know that he is of that serpent seed? Those in the know who try to hide it from the general population, they know this, but those who, of us whose eyes are open, we know. They marked him with the tree of the knowledge of good and evil because that represented Satan as well as it represented his seed. Okay? That was the mark that was put on his forehead. But the world will tell you, see, he was doing evil. His thoughts were evil. He murdered his brother. That's why he got marked with that. No, he was an actual lineage. He was a seed. His seed line was in Genesis chapter 4. The Father proclaimed that there will be separation between the two seeds. I will put enmity, the separation between thy seed, serpent, and the woman's seed. We saw that in Genesis chapter 4 and 5. Why do you think they skipped over chapter 5, Genesis? Because that is the woman's lineage. Or should I say, they said the woman's seed, but Adam's genealogy. Chapter 4 was the serpent seed, and they talked all about it. What they did also, family, what they did also, let me go ahead and click over a little bit to get there. You will notice that they go from straight up from Genesis chapter 4, they omit all of 5 and jump down to 6, okay? They jump down to 6. They don't go starting at Genesis 6:1, but what they'll do is they'll, let me see where I pick it up at. I got to go through my Bible real quick. Okay, it talks about at chapter 5, Genesis chapter 6, verse 5, and it says, I'm going to read it as says, because I don't want to confuse people who might be coming out of Christianity, still in Christianity. Verse 5 of Genesis 6 reads, and God saw that wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continuously. And he repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. Now, they jump straight to those two verses. Why did they go through Genesis 6:1-4 that talks about the giants in those days and also afterwards? Because we are just, in 2012, understanding that there were two sets of hybrids. It told us in this verse right here, verse 4, there were giants, or hybrids, same word. There were giants in the earth in those days. That was the time of the first creation, blended in too with that serpent seed before the angels even came out. But it tells us there were giants in the earth in those days. Now you have the blending of the giants, or is blending of the fallen angels with Genesis that was made, Genesis chapter 1, 27, the male and the female. See, the hybrid Cain could have went out there to get his wife, because they were all hybrids. It didn't matter. They were not from the fathers. There's only two seeds on the earth. It tells you they were there before as well as afterwards. Afterwards, it tells you that to get that understanding of those hybrids, you got to go back to understand if the father didn't put you there and give you the ruach, somebody else did. The father says, "Ye shall know them by the fruit." Yahushua told you that while the Hebrews slept, the enemy came in and planted a seed and left. Okay, go back to Romans 9. All Israel is not of Israel. Now, we know that through Abraham, he was the father of many nations. We also know that that really occurred also with Noah. Only one son was chosen. Then you go right down to Isaac, and Isaac and Rebekah. Only one child was chosen. See, these really, I call them hidden mysteries, but they're not really, if you're reading with understanding. But you got to know what happened in the beginning. Okay? You got to know what happened in the beginning to get this stuff. So they've omitted all of the righteous genealogy of Adam in chapter 5, which links all the way to Yahushua, but gave you the serpent seed genealogy of chapter 4 of Cain, that wicked one, and then jump straight and overlook the giants altogether. The Nephilims are not talked about. The fallen angels are not talked about in this movie called The Bible in the beginning. Then they jump straight to Genesis 6, chapter verse 5 and 6. Why? Is that question going through your head? Should be, family. Okay. Now, I was going to bring on Noah today. I'm not going to bring on Noah. I want to get to my third MP3, which is my secret MP3 that I made today. Of course, like I said, they kicked me off Dailymotion with my little things. I said, oh, it went through. I was just getting ready to post it out, the Dailymotion video I made, family, about a half an hour long. But they knocked that thing off before I could even go back and copy paste. I was like, looky there. I said, well, they're probably going to kick me off altogether because it happened on YouTube. Every time I talk about this stuff, they start knocking me off and acting crazy with me. We're going to see if I still got a Dailymotion site after today. We don't know. We'll see. Okay, but what's important, family, is I'm going to give you, with their material, the best way I can put it, just by listening to what is already said, but with all this sound effect and videos and the images being heathenized and, you got all this distracting you from what's really being said. I'm just giving you the audio, and I'm clipping out all that extra stuff. And I want you to tell me if you would have figured out what happened in that garden and also what the Father's talking about in Genesis 3:15. I put it in my format. I think my movies would have been a lot better than theirs for telling the truth. You take a listen to this. I'm going to go over now. Let me just switch back over. Okay, and I still welcome everybody. Remember, we're doing the second part two of the Bible in the beginning. Okay, today we're just going to focus on the garden and Cain, Abel, Adam and Eve, the serpent. Okay, I can't really go into Noah because I want to make sure that everyone has time in case they want to ask a question or bring up something that I overlooked. I'll be happy to hear it from everyone. By the way, I did put out the show notes to the first show we did yesterday. I put that out this morning, so you can go back and convert to that. I'll try to get these show notes out as well, and we'll do this series, and I don't know, whenever I have a little bit more time, because I have other shows that I need to bring forward as well. But I thought that this one was way overdue. Okay, now this one right here, family, this is my remix, okay? And it's about 5 minutes long. So listen, you ain't got to open up your Bibles because we know that they already screwed it up. It's not too much I can do with the Libyan verses. But if you had to listen to this for the first time, picture yourself listening to this for the first time, okay? You could even be in Christianity. Listen to this for the first time and see if you don't get it, because this is exactly what the Father's talking about in the Word. Check this out, family. This is, like I said, only 5 minutes. Check it out. This is my remix, The Serpent Seed.
God said, you shall not eat of every tree in the garden.
We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of this tree, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die.
Ye shall not surely die, for God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil.
What is it that thou hast done?
The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat.
Because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle, and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go. I will put enmity between thee and the woman, between thy seed and her seed. Eve, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow shalt thou bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee.
I have made a mess. I have made a mess. I have made a mess. I have made a mess from the Lord God.
Thy name shall be called Cain.
And the meaning of Cain is possession. Eve again bare a son, and his name was Abel, which means breath of life. And the children of Eve grew to be men. Cain was a tiller of the ground, and Abel was a keeper of flocks. But at the time of the harvest, they builded altars and kindled fires upon them. And Abel brought of the firstlings of his flock and the fat thereof. And Cain also brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and his offering. But unto Cain and his offering he had not respect. I will put enmity between thee and the woman, between thy seed and her seed. I will put enmity between thee and the woman, between thy seed and her seed, between thy seed and her seed, between thy seed and her seed.
Why art thou angry? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted?
Oh!
I will put enmity between thee and the woman, between thy seed and her seed, between thy seed and her seed. Cain. Cain. Where is Abel, thy brother?
I know not!
Where is Abel, thy brother?
Am I my brother's keeper?
What hast thou done?
Okay. Now, from this point on, family, I'm going to welcome everybody to call in. You tell me if you couldn't have picked out what happened with my remake of that movie. Yes, they left out all the good stuff, all the important things that you need to know. I tried to squeeze it in, and I did it within a, 6-7 minute little MP3 that I let you hear, okay? But if they would have left it just like what was supposed to be according to the scriptures, you would have picked it up. You would have said, hey, I know what happened in that garden. Maybe I should have put a couple more of those groaning and moaning sounds that Eve made, you know, because really I thought about that just now. You know, everything was done in the dark, you can say. The whole picture in the beginning where the serpent was involved, they darkened up the screen of the TV, of the motion picture, I should say. And what they did was she said, oh, what you couldn't see by hearing it. That's why I said I should have put up more of those moaning sounds, because she threw her head back and was, she was just enjoying it, put it like that. She was, her head was going back and forth, and she had her head way back and just putting it left to the right. You know, she didn't moan anymore, but that's what she was doing. And it was giving you a simulation of a sex scene is what it was doing. Now, you have to go watch it to get it. But if you could understand, the Father showed you the first set of enmity right there. Okay, in chapter 4. Then he even told you in Genesis chapter 3 about these two different seeds. why didn't they go over Genesis chapter 5? Because you see, you might figure out, well, wait a minute, the father did say I'm putting enmity between two seeds. If you go over Cain's genealogy, now you're over a whole different genealogy, chapter 5. And the serpent was so slick that when he named those doggone people in Cain's genealogy, a lot of them are similar to Adam's genealogy. So you see, the deception is deep, family. It's really, really deep. When you watch this film, one other thing. Oh, let me give the number. You know me, I can keep talking about this stuff. Because when I watch it, I'm amazed at how we were all deceived. Oh, my goodness. Now since our eyes are open. Anyone wishing to call in, we have 14 minutes left, okay? If you wish to call and speak, the number is 646-595-4111, okay? If you want to call in and share with us, press the number one button. I'll see your hand up, and I'll put you on. Now, like I was saying, you know, the deception that they put in this film is very clever. They hid a lot of the very, very important information. They expanded on the information that they teach in the churches where there was just a sin. There was Apple. There was, you know, Cain, he didn't, you know, he wasn't doing the Father's will. He was doing this Satan's deed. That's what they'll tell you, it was Satan's deed. It was a sin, but it wasn't a physical seed, but he was doing, he had a different spirit in him. They'll just say he was evil like Satan. That's why the Father didn't want him no more. Father didn't want him from the get-go. Those words in the Bible, and you really got to do your own research. I can't tell you no more. You got to do your own research on those words. Look at what those things are saying. I did break up a couple more words, but I'm not going to go into them because I really want you guys to start going into the scriptures yourself, breaking down those words, and remember, don't take it out of context. Even when you break those words down, what are we talking about in the garden? Look at those words surrounding what the serpent said to Eve, what Eve did, and you'll get it. You're going to come along a lot of words that talk about the body, okay, sexual union, things like that. The body being erect and stiff, you know. Those are words you're going to find when you look those words up. When it talks about, I will put enmity between the seed of the serpent and the woman, the word seed is talking about progeny, children. Okay? Why they felt they had to do all this separation of leaving scriptures out, putting certain ones in, highlighting certain ones to get your mind focused on this instead of what you really should be looking at and asking, well, wait a minute, what happened with the fallen angels? You know, what happened with that? Why is it that they blended in one and two of Genesis, one and two creations? Why didn't they really stress that the Father said he formed Adam from the dust of the ground? But what area was that in? That was rich, fertile soil. It wasn't like sandy white clay. That's not what was there. How did Adam, if it says that Yahushua and Yahuwah, color of, I think the description on both of them are brass. When it talks about the complexion. But what it talks about that they had, well, Yahushua as well as his people have hair like wool. Okay? Samson had seven locks. When it talks about the people, the Hebrews, the Father's chosen people, not the Jewish serpents, so don't get mixed up. But when they talk about the chosen people, it says that my skin was black because of the famine. And then people will read that in their Bibles if they still own a King James in these days. But if they do, they read it, and then they still look at the Jewish people and say, yeah, those are the chosen people. It's like we're under such a deep form of mind control, and you'd be surprised that much of the mind control, if not by word of mouth, of being what's taught in the churches and Sunday school, is by way of these movies that they're producing. This one particular movie did a lot to people. It really did. Along with the other plethora of movies that they continuously show you on the Bible, the classics I'm talking about, as well as now the satanically motivated movies where you'll hear Will Smith say, I can save you. I can do this. And then he tells you there is no God. He's not there. You know, that's what the Father, I mean, in his word, he says that there'll be people doing that in these days. You know, it's just, I don't understand. I don't understand why people are just not getting it. But like I said, it's all in the movie, the Bible. Now, what I would like to go into, because I really want you to see this, there's some scenes in an upcoming, I'm trying to just do one more, because I don't want to do too many of these. I want you to go out there, get that movie yourself, and look now with open eyes, and read your Bible, so have understanding that there are two seeds. Go back to Judges chapter 2, understand that they're going to try you. They're going to try you. Go back to Deuteronomy 28 and understand that we would want everything from our oppressors. Those who had the yoke of iron on our neck, those who were made the head and not the tail. And when we go to the prophecy of Esau holding, or Jacob holding Esau's heel, I believe that's in the book of Ezra. It talks about that Esau would be the beginning, but Jacob is he who follows. That's how the end of the world is going to be. Esau's in rule right now. Well, who's in rule? Look around. I'll just say it for what it is. Jesus is white. They got Obama in there. Everybody think Obama is a Hebrew, a black man. No, he's not. No, he's not. He's half Edomite, too. They threw him in as a little bonus to keep you deceived in this very end. They're running short of time here. Then they have everybody who sits on thrones. You're not going to see a Hebrew sitting on a throne. Usually you see a Gentile. Specifically, you see a Caucasian. You see an Edomite sitting there. So we know that Esau is definitely in rule. You know, a lot of people, even though it says he was red and hairy, they don't want to believe that that's a white man, but yes, it is. Yes, it is. We know that there was usurpation even in Esau, but we're talking about that pure, pure hybrid seed. But they were hybrids anyhow. See, unless you know that what was created in Genesis 1 was already a hybrid. The Father, what would he tell you throughout the Bible to stay away from these people? He said, I don't know them. I ain't dealing with them. And I know people out there might be getting mad because they're in Christianity today. Hear me talking about this, but read your Bible. It says that, okay? Go to the book of Amos. Understand that the Father said he was only dealing with Israel. When he gave the commandments, statutes, judgments, the promises, everything was always given to Israel. The Father tells you, I change not. Okay, he's saying you ain't seen nothing new underneath the sun. So just like in the Bible, they tried to take over the position of the Hebrews. Why do you think Revelations 2:9 and 3:9 is in the Bible? Talking about, I know that tribulations, their poverties, that works their poverties. Talking about our people, but you're rich. Because we got the short end of the stick right now, but we get it all in the end. Not part, we get it all in the end. Okay? But everybody's looking at that like, well, the Jews own everything. They got money, they got this. See, the Father said, he know they're rich, but they got some other people out there. Don't even understand what the Bible's speaking of. Don't even understand what Scripture is speaking of. And you misquote parts because you've heard somebody tell you this instead of just reading it for yourself or even looking up these words, figuring it out for yourself. You've watched these shows so long, and it's hard when you love the Father just as much as I do, but the only difference is you're not understanding who you are in the Bible or who they are in the Bible. And, yeah, it's a hybrid. It's a hybrid. It's a hybrid. The Father says two seeds. He tells you, I didn't know them other people. He tells you back in Genesis 1 that, and God said, let us. That's a plural word. We know by looking in the book of Enoch that the angels were in charge of many of the creations and many of the things. Not that the Father didn't do them, because nobody can do anything in this world unless the Father allows it. So it is the Father's creation. But there was something else out there. There was something else out there. So now we're looking at the hybrids hiding themselves out within movies. We're looking at the teachings that we have been given, because the Father said, I'm leaving them hybrids right out there to try you. I'm going to see if you're going to hearken to my word as is written or listen to them, the traditions of men. Which one are you going to do? Don't you realize that in the book of Judges, when you guys went out, your forefathers went out there and started worshiping Ashtoreth and Balaam? You know, I was hot against you then. By the time you got in the New Testament, you were called Gentiles. You were called Gentiles. Some of you guys were called Jews because they switched those words around. But you're the people. But you're lost. That's why Paul and different apostles had to go out there and teach you. But the Father says, I'm not winking at this ignorance anymore. There's too much knowledge that's being going to and fro. Too much knowledge. Too much technology that you can't get it. You just rather, here's the way I look at it. Each and every one of us, we got to be judged, each and every one of us. Yes, he's judging the nations, but each and every one of us. If you feel that you don't need to do no more reading and understanding, and possibly you could be deceived, you know, if you want to just stay in your own mindset and think, hey, I know it all, and you can't figure this out, but when I bring this out to you in the Bible and show you what the heathens have done, we can go to the Maccabees and it tells you that even our forefathers were telling us, hey, they laid open the book of the law. And they want to put their images. They put their images in there. And you can read that Yahushua had hair white like wool. It was woolly hair. He had feet like fine brass, brown brass that was burnt in a furnace. He had dark skin. Why is it so hard for you to believe this stuff? Because you have been mind controlled through movies like the Bible. It's like it is, baby. It's like it is. No better way of saying that. And that's just for everyone to really, if you truly love the Father, and I believe that many people who sit in these religious institutes, I do believe they love the Father just as much as we do. The only difference is that they have to be willing to accept the Father's word as truth, what is written, except that he says, I change not. I'm not going to take no, if I said I had my people in the Old Testament, I'm not changing. I still got my people. As the Bible declares, he's going to gather his people. They ain't been gathered yet. You saw slithering their way into that land, which is called Israel. You didn't see the nation of Israel, the genealogy of Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel. You didn't see the 12 tribes go into Israel gathered by the Father. That's not what you saw. But if you think you know so much, you got to be judged when the Father comes because it's there. The information is there. Either receive it or you reject it. And you're not receiving my word. It's in your Bible. It's in your Bible. So, like I said, family, what I'd like to do is the next show I do, I would like to go into, but you have to watch the clip. You know, I would try to give it to you, but the emotion might just knock me completely off now. I don't know. If you watch the clip, you will hear the most satanic group of people. You will see how Noah, not like what you read in the Bible, but they'll pick up with Noah, but they ain't going to talk about no hybrids. What they'll do is they'll show you Noah, because these corruptible people, Noah had to build the ark. But when the Father goes to talk to Noah, just as when he goes to talk to Abraham and some other people in the Bible, we saw with Cain, he got to ask him 50 times about Noah, Noah, Noah. I don't recall in the Bible where our people took that long to answer the Father, unless they just didn't know. But you could see that Noah knew it was the Father calling him, and he kept ducking and diving. And this was played by John Huston, the one who read to you so-called the Bible, and then blended up day 6 and day 7. This is John Huston did that, but he was playing Noah. He was ducking and diving. He won't talk to the Father. Then by the time you get Abraham on there, and I got some goodies to show with Abraham, but by the time you get with Abraham, Abraham is the most possessed man. You have to see it. It don't make no sense. But what we read in the Bible, family, and I'll get those verses for you. But what we read in the Bible and what they show you on this clip is two totally different, like night and day, two different manner of people. The manner of people who the Father didn't like, they're the ones who's pretending to be the Father's people. That's the easiest way to say it. We have about 90 seconds left, family. I want to thank each and every one of you who have come to the show tonight. I want to wish you a blessed rest of your weekend, you know, and stay in the Father's word. We have to stay prayed up, family. Stay prayed up because there's a lot of evil around us. Every time you turn on TV, it says it's everywhere. So I really want to, you know, just tell everybody to have a blessed. They keep interrupting me. I want to tell everybody, please, send the Father's word and have a blessed weekend, family. And, you know, if I can get one more show out, if I'm not too tired, because I've been up basically all day doing this, but if I can get another show out to you guys this week, I will, concerning this topic, and get into some of the other problems that were in this movie. But go ahead and rent it out yourself. I think you'll enjoy it now, since you've got a kind of like a little heads up. And read your Bibles, okay? All right, family, I'm going to leave you guys with a song because nobody's asking a question. Let me see, what can I leave you guys with? You know what I want to play, but I'm not going to play because I played it too many times. We know what we've done to you. We know what we've done to you. Okay, family, I'm just going to leave you guys with, I don't know. Let's see. I'm going to leave you guys with this one. I haven't played this one in a while. Okay, change is going to come. Shalom, family.
So I find myself deeper in this book, cause I believe what it says when I read. See, the scripture said it was gonna get worse.
Oh,
I'm not.
just another one for Israel. Do you know who you are?
If I had the chance to show you who you are, you'd be so amazed. If you knew the power within you,
say,
I've got to change my way. 'Cause you're like a superhero.
But you,
but they always stick together. what they do, yeah. I'm willing to forgive you. Can you do the same? Oh. 'Cause I can't put this all on you. I'll take some of the blame. Like I said before, we're a family. It's family. Together. Maybe I could have been just a little more humble. And maybe I can find a better way to say what I need to say.
Oh, I agree with everything you say to me, no.
But you're not my enemy. Oh,
no.
Trying to live right, so let's come together.
We gotta stop this.
Israel,
Israel, we're one.
We are one. Yasha, apart, yeah.
We're supposed to be united.
Supposed to be united.
Israel, we're one.
So what's with all the fighting? Mm-mm. Now I'm not talking about the rebellious ones.
Oh, no.
But the ones trying to do right, why hurt them all the time when they're trying to live right? Oh, oh.
Be careful who you hurt.
'Cause the Bible says, if you offend one of these little ones that believe in him, you'd be better off with a millstone. And drowned in the sea. You don't wanna be that one.
Let's stop this fighting, y'all, and get together.
Yeah.
In the last days, Israel shall rise again as a mighty nation. Gentile peoples shall serve her. Zion shall be established. Finally, they shall dwell in celestial splendor. For the Lord will have mercy on Jacob, and will yet choose Israel, and set them in their own land. And the strangers shall be joined with them, and they shall cleave to the house of Jacob. And the people shall take them and bring them to their place, and the house of Israel shall possess them in the land of the Lord for servants and handmaids, and they shall take them captives, whose captives they were, and they shall rule over their oppressors. And it shall come to pass in the day that the Lord shall give thee rest from thy sorrow and from thy fear, and from the hard bondage wherein thou wast made to serve, that thou shalt take up this proverb against the king of Babylon, and say, How hath the oppressor ceased, the golden city ceased?
I was born by the river, in a little tent. Oh, and just like the river, I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes, it will.
And the sons of strangers shall build up thy walls, and their kings shall minister unto thee. For in my wrath I smote thee, but in my favor have I had mercy on thee. Therefore thy gate shall be open continually, they shall not be shut day nor night, that men may bring unto thee the forces of the Gentiles, and that their kings may be brought. For the nation and kingdom that will not serve thee shall perish, yea, those nations shall be utterly wasted. Those nations shall be utterly wasted. The sons also of them that afflicted thee shall come bending unto thee, and all they that despised thee shall bow themselves down at the soles of thy feet, and they shall call thee the city of the Lord, the Zion of the Holy One of Israel. Whereas thou hast been forsaken and hated, so that no man went through thee, I will make thee an eternal excellency, a joy of many generations. But Zion said, the Lord hath forsaken me, and my Lord hath forgotten me. Can a woman forget her sucking child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. Thy walls are continually before me. Thus saith the Lord God, behold, I will lift up mine hand to the Gentiles, and set up my standard to the people, and they shall bring thy sons in their arms, and thy daughters shall be carried upon their shoulders. And kings shall be thy nursing fathers, and their queens thy nursing mothers. They shall bow down to thee with their face toward the earth, and lick up the dust of thy feet, and thou shalt know that I am the Lord, for they shall not be ashamed that wait for me. For I will contend with him that contendeth with thee, and I will save thy children, and I will feed them that oppress thee with their own flesh, and they shall be drunken with their own blood as with sweet wine. And all flesh shall know that I, the Lord, am thy Savior and thy Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. For it shall come to pass in that day, saith the Lord of hosts, that I will break his yoke from off thy neck, and will burst thy bonds, and strangers shall no more serve themselves of him. But they shall serve the Lord their God, and David their king, whom I will raise up unto them. Therefore, fear thou not, O my servant Jacob, saith the Lord, neither be dismayed, O Israel. For lo, I will save thee from afar, and thy seed from the land of their captivity. And Jacob shall return, and shall be in rest, and be quiet, and none shall make him afraid. For I am with thee, saith the Lord, to save thee. Though I make a full end of all nations whither I have scattered thee, yet will I not make a full end of thee. But I will correct thee in measure, and will not leave thee altogether unpunished. For thus saith the Lord, thy bruise is incurable, and thy wound is grievous. There is none to plead thy cause, that thou mayest be bound up. Thou hast no healing medicines. All thy lovers have forgotten thee, they seek thee not, for I have wounded thee with the wound of an enemy, with the chastisement of a cruel one, for the multitude of thine iniquity, because thy sins were increased. Because thy sins were increased, I have done these things unto thee. Therefore all they that devour thee shall be devoured, and all thine adversaries, every one of them, shall go into captivity. And they that spoil thee shall be a spoil, and all that prey upon thee will I give for a prey. Therefore all they that devour thee shall be devoured, and all thine adversaries, every one of them, shall go into captivity. And they that spoil thee shall be a spoil, and all that prey upon thee will I give for a prey. Behold, I have taken out of thine hand the cup of trembling, even the dregs of the cup of my fury. Thou shalt no more drink it again. But I will put it into the hand of them that afflict thee, which have said to thy soul, bow down, that we may go over. And thou hast laid thy body as the ground and as the street to them that went over. Therefore, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that it shall no more be said, the Lord liveth that brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. But the Lord liveth that brought up the children of Israel from the land of the north, and from all the lands whither he had driven them. and I will bring them again into their land that I gave unto their fathers. Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. Yet the number of the children of Israel shall be as the sand of the sea, which cannot be measured nor numbered. And it shall come to pass that in the place where it was said unto them, Ye are not my people, there it shall be said unto them, Ye are the sons of the living God. But Israel shall be saved in the Lord with an everlasting salvation. Ye shall not be ashamed nor confounded, world without end. And the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him.
I know it's hard, Israel. Trying to live right in this wicked kingdom. Our time is coming real soon.
It's been a long time, but it's coming real soon. It's gonna be okay.
Kingdom, yeah.